Brian Finn is here with the business news.
Mary, thank you. Businesses are being advised to act now if they need to establish new banking arrangements in the months ahead. The Banking and Payments Federation is launching a campaign alerting business customers of departing KBC and Ulster Bank of the need to get prepared. Marion McCarville is head of business banking with the BPFI. And for the thousands of personal customers who are moving in the months ahead, Marion, it's a bit of a nuisance, but for businesses, it can be a very complex process. So just sketch out roughly what's involved.
Yeah, I suppose it's not so much that it's complex, but it's that they have a lot more transactions, they have more bank accounts, and they're going to have more signatories and directors. So therefore, they have to gather a lot more information and supply that information to the banks when they're opening their account. But I suppose at its simplest, what they need to do is make contact with a new provider and arrange to open a business account. And that new provider, they tell them what information is needed. They'll tell them all the different requirements. And those requirements will vary, obviously, depending on the type of the business. So it's going to be different for a sole trader than it will be for a limited company, for example. It'll be different information that's required. But there is great information on the websites, so people can prepare by, you know, checking out. But they need to really look at what are their banking needs? What facilities have they currently got? So and check out what providers will meet that need. So that's very, very important.
An important point here is credit facilities. If you have those in place with KBC and our Ulster Bank and you're moving, they don't transfer. So you have to start that process anew. Is that right?
That's right. And to be fair, most businesses will use an overdraft of some description, or they like to have it there as a cushion for, you know, if they have unexpected payments or whatever. So yes, they will go, when they're opening the new account with the provider, the best thing they can do if they have credit facilities is talk to the new provider about what they need. And it's not just credit facilities. It will be their online banking. It could be trade finance, whatever it is. So depending on the complexity of their requirements, they need to make that clear to the new provider, who will tell them all the information that they need to bring in to open those accounts.
Have businesses been particularly slow about this? Is this why you're launching this campaign?
It's not so much that they're slow, but I suppose there's a worry that businesses might put it on the long finger, because, you know, there is a lot of documentation to be gathered, and, you know, some might see it as a bit of a chore. But really, the sooner businesses start this process and engage the new provider and get a new account up and running, because they needed that new account so that they can transfer the balance and transfer all their payments to the new provider. And then obviously for credit facilities, it takes a little bit longer than opening just a current account. So they will need to, you know, provide their new provider with information, and their new provider will tell them what's needed. But it will be typically a business plan, profit and loss, a cash flow projection, that type of thing, the same as for any credit facility application.
It's a particular issue, I'd imagine, for small businesses, because to say that they've had a difficult few years is an understatement.
No, that's true. I mean, businesses have had a very tough time. You know, they've had COVID, Brexit, you know, the Russia-Ukraine crisis, and which is affecting prices and so on. So it is challenging for small businesses. But this is not difficult. It's just that it takes a bit of time to prepare. And business can help themselves by starting to review what transactions they have in their account, what payments in and out and so on, and gathering the information that they're going to need to open the account or to get a credit facility such as an overdraft or a business credit card.
Marion McCarville of the Banking and Payments Federation, thank you very much indeed.